Silver.
Amber.
How's it coming?
It's coming along. Almost all done. I'm glad the walls of this place are flat enough to paint on. Just wish I had some real paint.
Meh, your charcoal concoction seems to be holding up.
What do you think? I've been working on the mountains and the clouds since you left.
Looks terrible. Start over.
And how's the truck?
I wasn't working on the truck. I was helping Copper set up the ritual stuff in the fridge.
I'm surprised any of them have taken any of our offerings out of that thing with how dusty y'all leave it all the time.
Don't look at me. It's Glass and Copper's job.
Where is Glass?
Sitting in their tree, probably. Making out with Aster or something.
If they're smart, they'll be making something to put on the altar.
They've already got stuff, I bet. You're still keeping track of the days?
Gotta know when the equinoxes and the solstice are.
How many has it been?
13 since we first found it.
Wow. It feels like so much longer than that.
Feels shorter to me.
Hmm.
Pass me that towel.
Here. Do you feel any different?
Nah.
Neither do I.
You sound anxious.
Well, shouldn't we feel different after being in one place for 2 weeks? You used to think we could barely stay for more than overnight.
I like to think I'm learning. Maybe it don't happen as quick as we thought. Or maybe it's already happening, and it just don't hurt.
Oh. You're not worried?
As long as the three of you are safe, no, I ain't worried. How's working on the truck?
It's been fine. I haven't done anything in a couple days.
That right?
Yeah. I kinda lost interest. So now I'm chilling.
There's plenty you could do, Amber. Busy day today.
You can't let me take a break for 5 seconds, Silver?
Has anybody patched up that hole by the back window yet?
No.
Why don't you do that?
Yeah, all right, fine. If you see Glass around, tell him I want to talk to them.
I will.
I know you belong to somebody new, but tonight you belong to me. Although we're apart, you're a part of my heart, but tonight you belong to me.
Wait down
by the stream.
By the stream.
How sweet it will be.
It would seem once more
just to dream in the moonlight.
My honey, I know
with the dawn that you will be gone, but tonight you belong to me.
Look at you! You're enormous.
It's the spring equinox. I'm at the height of my power.
Yeah, and you're at the height of my tree, too.
I don't even have to hover to reach you. Look, I'm standing right on the ground.
Plus, you've got all these new arms now.
I can pick up all your friends at once if I wanted.
Oh, I wonder how they work. You didn't have 4 when I met you.
I'll shed them by the time the fall equinox reaches us. I change with the seasons, like all things.
I guess it's just not as noticeable when we change.
You seem to have changed, yes.
Yeah. I can see farther than I used to. And better in the dark. And sometimes, I wake up a few inches off the ground. Oh, and look, we'll feel right here. There are bumps on either side. I think I might be growing horns or something.
I hope you're feeling well. with all that?
I do. I feel fine. I don't feel any different inside. I still feel like me.
I'm glad.
But I know you're not gonna let me talk about what I'm going through without talking about what you're going through.
I'm also feeling fine. I can sing a little. I couldn't do that before. It feels nice.
Sure does.
And sometimes I talk when no one is around. Even in my own meadow. I'm not sure why. Because I'm not talking to anyone.
Yeah, that's normal.
Oh.
Everybody does that.
It confuses me.
It confuses us too. But you're singing, and you're getting better.
This doesn't come very naturally to me.
We'll have to keep working on it then.
I suppose we can.
I'm writing a poem to put with the offering tonight.
I'd like to see.
Stop looking over my shoulder. You'll see it later.
Just a peek.
No, you have to wait.
But someone else might take it before me.
Then I'll tell you what it said.
Fine, have it your way. I suppose I'll just starve until then.
I suppose you will. I assumed you would be the only one taking things off of our altar today. It seemed like you're the only one in the area.
I'm not really. But most in this area aren't terribly interested in you.
That's good, I guess.
I've been negotiating with the others to keep this place as safe as it can be.
Thank you, Aster. That means a lot.
But there's nothing I can do about the land itself. It's going to do what it likes with you, I'm afraid.
We'll try not to hurt it.
I'd like to show you something, if that's all right.
Of course.
Hold on.
You could give me a little more of a warning next time.
My apologies. I thought you were getting used to it.
I'm getting used to flying. I'm not quite used to being up so high.
It's right below us. The thing I wanted to show you.
Aster, my eyesight is getting better, but it's not that good yet.
Oh, I'll take us down.
Whoa.
I've been very busy the last few days. Preparing for tomorrow.
They're beautiful. There are so many.
Oh, you flatter me.
Oh, I'm not flattering you. I'm being honest. This is amazing, Aster. It kind of reminds me of the meadow you took me to when we first met.
It is. They all are. My meadow is every meadow.
I wonder how far we are from the shack. I would love to show the others.
You can pick some if you'd like.
Oh. Well, I assumed you wouldn't like that.
Just be gentle. And don't take more than you need. It seems like something's wrong.
I miss Silver's cards. They drew a field like this on one.
Then I suppose it's a good thing we don't need them anymore. Glass.
This is it, isn't it? You don't have to be so nervous. I know you're not going to answer. It's like I looked up and I can feel my life suddenly.
I'm sorry. I'm not accustomed to this yet.
Just ask, Aster.
How does it feel?
Better.
In the stillness of the moment it takes for a Polaroid picture to capture our faces forever, the world has turned a touch on its axis, and the only
Come
thing
here.
Certain
Everything
is...
looking good?
Yep!
So, honey, I just need a little time to take a little time with today. To savor all the triumph and tragedy before it slips away.
Did you see Glass anywhere?
No, I was finishing up with the fridge. I had to scrub a lot to get all the dirt off the outside.
Good luck.
That thing ain't never gonna be cleaned.
Yeah, fridges aren't exactly built to be outside.
Wow, Silver, that mural looks beautiful.
Thank you, darling. I don't usually like my own work, but I think this one's all right.
Shut up, Silver. Your art is always great.
Well, thank you.
Guys!
Welcome back, darling.
How's Aster?
What?
I said, how's Aster?
No, they're great. They're wonderful. They're busy doing spring stuff. Lots to do today, apparently.
Too busy to help with chores?
Well, they got us that hatchet, didn't they? Doesn't that count as help?
They didn't get us the hatchet. They just told us what to put in the fridge in exchange for it.
That thing is still the strangest vending machine I ever used.
Glass, is your poem done?
Sure is.
Is it another love sonnet?
Oh, shut up. Yes.
The springs are gonna love it, darling.
I think I feel good about this one. We've got a lot of good stuff. Maybe they'll even give us gas for the tank.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like we have to leave right away.
I don't mean tomorrow or anything. I meant maybe the next day, once we see what we get from the ritual.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we should be grateful for what we found here, Copper. No rush to leave right away.
Silver, we're sleeping on a concrete floor in a shack that doesn't even have glass in the windows.
It's better than sleeping over the bump in the back seat of the old car.
It isn't safer.
How do you know?
Because it isn't.
We haven't seen anybody hostile since we got here.
The fridge out back gives us real food.
The roof of the shack doesn't leak.
Well, it's spring. Of course things are good now, but what about summer?
It's not summer yet.
We don't know what really happens during the summer, Copper. We don't know how we make it through every year.
We know there are fires.
We'll dig a moat and fill it with water from the creek.
What if it floods?
We can make sandbags.
We've got all spring to prepare. If we want to stay for a while.
How long?
I don't know, Copper. Maybe a long time.
Until the truck is fixed?
The truck is fixed.
What?
I got the engine running 2 days ago. Everything works, it just needs gas.
And Aster's pretty sure we can get gas from somebody.
Well, that's great! That means we can go! We can actually leave, finally! We can go looking for it again! I have a good feeling about this year, you guys. I know we can find the somewhere better this time. And we have all that extra storage in the flatbed, so we'll... What? Why are you all looking at me like that?
I don't think there is a somewhere better, Copper.
There is.
We looked for it for years on a rumor.
It's not a rumor! Somebody told me it's real, and I know they weren't lying.
Who?
What?
Who told you about the somewhere better?
It was the same person who told you, I think.
Why don't you sit down, darling? We've seen other people out here, haven't we?
Yes.
And it's not all bad, is it? Some of them are happy.
I don't want to be happy. I want to be safe.
From what?
From all of it. From the folk, from all of this.
We could try to be safe here.
No, we can't.
Says who? Copper, we're never going to escape it. We can't. It's all around us. That's the lot we got dealt. So we can run from it forever, or we can accept that it's a part of us.
But if we stay here, we'll change faster. We'll lose our humanity. We'll die faster.
I don't know. I think I'd rather be happy for a shorter time than miserable for a long one.
You can't say that! You can't just give up!
Copper, we're not giving up. Our priorities are just changing. I'm tired of focusing on surviving. I want to focus on you.
Out here, I feel like I've gotten something back that I thought was gone forever.
And I'm changing, sure. But I feel more grounded than I ever felt in the car.
I can't remember the last time I was happy.
We don't need to be happy. We need to be alive.
What's the difference? Driving around like that, we weren't alive. We were just existing.
That doesn't make sense.
The world is going to take us eventually. I love all of you. I want to enjoy the time I have left. I'm tired of running, Copper. Aren't you?
I don't know what else to do.
Neither do I. We can figure it out together.
We're going to start getting ready for supper. You want to help?
I chopped the wood. I want an easy job.
I can get the stove started.
Copper, you want to help me put the paint away?
Yeah.
Let go of a little distraction, or close to the ones that you love. 'Cause we won't all be here this time next year. So while you can take a picture of us,
take a Polaroid.
Let's go off a little distraction.
Just take a Polaroid.
So close to the ones that you love.
Take a picture of us.
They don't see me. They don't hear me. You know it's out there, don't you? It has to be. There has to be a place where it makes sense. Where it doesn't hurt. It still hurts here. It's always going to hurt here.
So in the stillness of the moment, make sure you take a Polaroid picture and keep it with you forever to remind yourself that everything changes. But there was this one time, there was this one time where things were okay.
So, when did we lose you?
A while ago, I think.
And there ain't nothing we could do about it?
No. There's gas in the truck I checked last night. I've already made my decision.
Wish you made a different one.
Me too. But I can't stay here.
You know I'd keep you if I could.
I have to move on, Silver.
I know.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Silver.
Oh. It ain't your fault, darling.
I didn't find it.
You'll find it for yourself someday.
But I wanted to find it with you.
You're sure you can't stay?
I can't.
I know. I just had to ask.
I don't want to go alone.
You're not alone. You'll always be with us. But I think the others deserve to say goodbye. Don't you?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was scared to tell them.
Silver?
Come on. We deserve to sleep in after yesterday.
Out here, y'all.
Copper?
I have to go.
They're right. They gotta move on. It's time.
Really? You have to?
I have to. I'm sorry, Glass.
Hey, don't be sorry. Copper, don't be sorry.
You're happy I'm leaving?
No, I'm not happy you're leaving. I'm happy I got to meet you. I am so happy I got to meet you. Even if it was shorter than we wanted, it's better than never knowing you at all. And I think I knew this was coming.
I don't want to leave.
But you have to. I know. You don't need to explain. But I'm really gonna miss you, Copper. And I hope it's everything you're looking for when you find it. I wish you could have stayed a little longer, Squeaker.
Me too.
You're right here, okay? Right here.
Yeah. Amber.
Bye.
Amber.
I just don't get how you could leave like this.
I can't stay here, Amber.
I know that. I just... It's not going to be the same without you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Me too.
I wish it didn't have to be like this.
Yeah.
Come here, all of you.
Maybe someday we'll find our way back to each other.
I'd like that.
I'm sure we will.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
You need help with the truck?
I think I've got it.
You've got enough? There's nothing else you need?
There's nothing I need, Silver.
You have to jiggle the key sometimes, and the passenger window doesn't roll down.
Thank you, Amber.
Here, for you.
I love this poem.
I know, Squeaker.
Silver?
Yeah, baby.
I think I'm ready.
All right.
Good luck out there, Copper. Thanks for coming with us.
Goodbye, Glass. Goodbye, Amber.
Bye.
Silver.
Copper.
You won't forget me.
Never.
Promise.
I promise.
Goodbye, Silver.
Bye, Copper.
I need some help making breakfast.
Happy to offer mine.
It's beautiful today.
Hymns for the Road was a podcast written and produced by Anna McGuire. Starring Maurice Thomas as Silver, Pau Panganiban as Glass, Grizz Sibanek as Amber, Tabitha Bardal as Copper, and featuring Justice Washington as Aster. Original music by Joshua David Mitchell. This episode's hymns are Tonight You Belong to Me by Billy Rose and Lee David, and Polaroid Picture by Frank Turner. To stay informed about new shows and to celebrate old ones, sign up for our newsletter at hodgepodgeaudio.com or support our work on patreon.com/hodgepodgeaudio. Thank you so much for listening.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.